My name is Netta Dowdell. I'm a wife, a mom, a business owner, GSCW. I am a podcaster and I am a travel vlogger. Follow us and subscribe to our channel. New episodes go up every Tuesday and Thursday by 6 p.m. Thank you. Hello guys, welcome to Teaching Transitions, where we help people on a traditional career path hear stories about people who have veered off and created their own story. Today we have Jess Hill. I met her through the Women's Empowerment on Facebook. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Doing amazing. Your story really inspired me, so I want to share it with others today.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go ahead and get started. Where are you now? Where would you say is like your biggest accomplishment, or what do you identify with right now?
So I just wanted to give a little background. I am an e-commerce seller. I've been selling online full-time since 2016. Before that, I was a biologist. I worked in biotech. And right now, you know, in the past 5 years after getting sober and then also transitioning into owning several of my own businesses. So that's kind of where I am as a person. I have 4 kids. So I'm a mom. We talked about that before the session started. But that's who I am. That's where I am. So we can just kind of discuss that, go off of that.
Awesome. So you identify with all of those things. If I came up to you and I said, hey, Harry, what do you do? What do you identify with?
So I identify my community that I have built and kind of like surrounded myself with are mm-hmm. like-minded women that are building their e-commerce empire. So whether it's e-commerce or small business, I'm surrounded by entrepreneurs, and that's kind of where I am. I also surround my personal life, obviously, with people that I have lots of mom friends, and that's who I identify with as a mom. And then also just carving that path of sobriety and getting through that since I've been sober for 5.5 years. I don't know if we mentioned that, but yeah. So that's kind of where I identify. I'm a mom, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm awesome. In recovery. That's who I am.
Yeah. Cause you know, all of those things, like we have different aspects of our lives that we are happy about. So let's go ahead and dig into that journey. So take us back to you being a biologist. Take us back to that mind frame. What exactly was going on? You as a biologist.
Sure. So I went to college for biology and chemistry, graduated, and got a job in biotech where I studied bugs, which is kind of weird. But
like robot bugs?
No, like bugs. Like
okay, okay.
I did a lot of like crop science. Like I was a crop scientist. But that's the science in me. Like when I was younger, I was always into science, like in school, and I was always really nerdy, like in that AP, all those science classes. And now my kids like science, and my youngest really likes bugs. Like she likes bugs so much that I have to like identify that's a bad bug. He'll hurt you.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was in biotech for 13 years. And that's where my corporate strength came from.
So what's the tech side of it then? What were we all doing with the bugs?
Well, I worked in biotech and I studied the effects of different pesticides on different bugs.
Oh, okay. So y'all would like send the research to the pesticide maker or something like that?
We were the pesticide maker.
And
we studied the lethal concentration of various pesticides. To see what would be effective treatment for crop science.
Okay. Cause I always wonder like with this pesticide, how do people know that the pesticide doesn't work anymore? How long will it take for you to have to try another combination, or the bugs kind of get used to that? So that was like y'all, right? That's like your job.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So after being a biologist, did you have like a life altering experience, or you just like moved back home with the kids, or what happened?
So just let's back up. So in 1999, my mom and I started on eBay, And I didn't really know at the time that I was really good at product descriptions. Mm-hmm. So we would go to all these estate sales, these flea markets, and we would get depression glass and different china. And we sold on eBay for 4 years while I was in college. It was like, my mom was still working full time. I was working, but this was our like weekend side hustle. Yeah. And it helped pay for stuff. My mom also had 4 children. So lots of bills, especially when one of them is in college. And so from 1999 to 2003, we sold on eBay. In 2003, I moved out. I opened my own eBay shop. And mm-hmm. then I was doing thrifting and stuff like that. So in 2015, I got divorced. I was also introduced to Amazon FBA, which is the fulfillment program that Amazon offers.
2015?
Yep.
Okay. And so then, you were selling in eBay from 1999 until 2015?
Oh yeah. Like I've always sold on eBay. eBay is you know, like it's kind of like you can list anything on eBay pretty much. So not just like as a side hustle, right? And then in 2015, I was introduced to Amazon FBA. And so in 2016, in March of 2016, I quit corporate. And I moved. And really that the reason, the why was because of my kids. So my mom was a single mom growing up. And so mm-hmm. she didn't get to come to my track practices and my band concert and all that stuff that you want to do as a mom. And so in 2016, I was a single mom and I was able to just say, I am going to do things my way. So I opened my first business selling on Amazon. And since then, I've been a full-time work-from-home mom selling across e-commerce platforms. So my why is my children. I get to go to all their popcorn days and their field trips and all of their stuff. And then also I get to watch other sellers become entrepreneurs. And that's very fulfilling to me as well.
Yes, I definitely saw in the group. I had a couple questions sometimes. And a lot of times in those groups, there's a moderator that answers, but you are always a person that is like making sure that you're saying engaging and things like that. So I definitely appreciate that. And, you know, our journey, we just started like last year. So a lot of moving pieces. My question in you moving from eBay to Amazon, did you see, was there like a different business model that were that enabled you to make more? What was the, like the difference between eBay and Amazon?
Absolutely. And I should also note that in 2011, I started selling on Facebook Marketplace. So I have cross platform like since then.
Yeah.
I have 15 e-commerce income streams, but to compare the two. So eBay was great for thrifting, flea markets, Goodwill, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Amazon, I can buy stuff in stores like Walmart, Target, Amazon, or Kohl's, Walgreens. Like I can buy stuff in those stores and flip them on Amazon quickly. So I'm not saying that you can't do retail arbitrage or online arbitrage or wholesale for eBay. It's just really easy to do it for Amazon. I mean, not really easy, but like it's effective ways to do it on Amazon and be able to scale it. You know, so for me, eBay was more like a thrifty kind of thing or like, you know, old clothes kind of thing. But for me, Amazon, I have all of these different effective strategies for sourcing specifically for Amazon and to be able to scale.
That's the difference is like you use a different strategy for every platform. That's what you're saying. Right. Yes. Right. And I didn't even realize that Facebook Marketplace, like, I feel like within the past couple of years or something, they've really like amped up that side because it was like really small back then. Right.
Yep. So there's a couple of different methods for Facebook Marketplace. So back in 2011, I was doing extreme couponing after my son was born and I was buying things with coupons and then selling them, but I was selling them local. So I would be in the buy sell trade groups in the Facebook Marketplace groups. I would post my stuff for sale. People would come over basically kind of like a garage sale only all the time.
Yeah.
And then there's also like specific groups. So in 2018, I was doing a lot of beauty liquidation. And so I was in probably like 20 or 30 beauty groups, and that was specific to beauty. And that was more like I would post my stuff for sale in a big long thread, and then I would send the PayPal invoice and then I would ship. So that was another method. And
that's literally Facebook Marketplace. That's it. Yeah.
And then since then, now you can do shipping. So not just through like PayPal, like you can ship right from Facebook Marketplace. So now I post, you know, wholesale stuff up there. I'll just cross post stuff that I already have on other sites just to get extra exposure.
Awesome. So in terms of scalability, like, all right, when you started in 2018, did you start taking it up at that point? Or when did you really start to scale on Amazon? Let's say
on Amazon. So 2016 is when I went full time. Mm-hmm. And I've done over $1 million since 2016. And really that first year, I think I did 183,000. That was, you know, just getting my feet wet and just going through the motions, because like the first year you're really learning like effective ways to sell, like how do I source, what stores do I source from, how do I source online, can I call wholesalers? So, and then of course it all depends on your capital structure. But definitely I have been able to, now I have just wholesale accounts that I leverage just for grocery, and I have a prep assistant that does all my prep, because it's a lot of work behind the scenes. But like if you were a brand new Amazon seller, I would just say start with scanning things in your home and getting familiar with what is selling on Amazon, and then go to your first store. Yep.
Awesome. That's definitely good advice. Now, since being a mother is part of your personality, what are some things that your kids have learned, or how have they evolved as you've scaled and built the business?
Well, they're very well aware of how to sell online. They, I have five Etsy shops, and several, three of them are like digital products, and then two of them are physical products. So they help me ship those, because I ship them from my house. For Amazon, I use the Amazon fulfillment. Obviously, when my living room and dining room were full of boxes, they knew what that was all about. I taught them how to scan. But what like I'm really taking away from their learning is, so my daughters are both 13. I have a 10-year-old son right now, and then a 4-year-old daughter, is that they, you know, college is not the only path. And while I still encourage them to go to college, like that's still on what we need to do in life. It's not the only way to become successful or to be fulfilled. So if they have a passion, I want to encourage them to explore that passion and then monetize it. Like if they really want to travel, then create a travel blog and walk your following back into that, and then monetize it that way that you can pay for your lifestyle, because it's not just working for someone else is not the only way to survive your whole life.
Absolutely. Are they into any content creation or anything? Like
So my son has gone live with me 2 times now. He's the 10-year-old, and he's very outgoing. So I can see him becoming like a YouTube star or something like that when he's of age. And he's just really into that. But then my daughters are very much like, I understand the process, but I'm just not 18 yet, right? So they both want to do drop shipping stores. And I'm like, okay, but you can't do it yet. You gotta wait, you know, live your life. But they're very much interested in learning from me and understanding how things work. Because like with the digital age, like you can literally do anything you ever set your mind to.
Right. I've been always impressed by like the high school kids that are like, oh yeah, I have an e-commerce store. Like, no way. I never had that type of ambition when I was younger.
Right.
So, that's awesome. So one thing I really want to dig into is kind of your transition. So like, let's take a step back. Sure. Your transition from biologist to full-time e-commerce. Walk us through some of those feelings or what you were dealing with emotionally trying to become the lady that you are now.
Sure. So it was really kind of a huge year. So I had gotten laid off from one business, and then I had went back to work. And then I was, like I said, I had just got divorced. So there was a lot of emotion behind what I truly want to do with my life, what I am truly capable of doing, which you actually, I think a lot of people have no idea what they're capable of until they actually try. And then how empowering it can be to actually try something. I mean, I made mistakes, believe me, I made lots of mistakes, but from each phase, I took it as a learning and then just corrected and did it again, did it better. So for me, it was a multifold thing. I was independent. And then I was also moving away from corporate, where the last real corporate relationship I had was very, like, with my management was very toxic. So I knew what I didn't want. And then, just having the forethought to say, listen, you have to try this. Like, talking to myself, you know that you can do it. Like, I've been a hustler my whole life. Like, I've always sold on eBay. Yeah. I did ticket scalping. I did couponing. Like, I knew I could do this. Right. But then it would be a matter of surrounding myself with like-minded people and then always learning. That's one of the biggest things, over the past 5 years is I'm continuously learning and seeking knowledge, not just for myself. So I tell my husband all the time, health, wealth, and relationships. Work on each one every single day. And what are you doing today to do that, right? So if your relationships, you're connecting with like-minded people, right? So the emotions behind that, because when you're working for yourself, when you're working from home, it's super lonely, lonely, right?
Absolutely. So
connecting and making sure. And then in 2016, so I quit working in corporate March 3rd. I opened my business on March 4th. On May 29th, I got sober. Okay. So May 29th was a pivotal component.
Oh my gosh. That's my birthday. I just wanted to
put it. Really?
Yes.
Yes, my birthday. Right. So through that was a huge growth. So I did go to AA. I did this 12 steps. I went to meetings every day, sometimes twice a day.
Yeah.
But that part, like, I feel like even if you're not struggling with something, like, you should go through some kind of emotional training, right? Yeah. Because we need it. So I went through that, and that was able to catapult my maturity, how I forgave myself, what I looked like when I looked in the mirror, what I thought about myself. And that was very pivotal in the movement and having that confidence. Right. Because as a business owner, you can overthink and you can also think that you can't, but you are 100% capable of anything. And so just getting into that mindset.
Awesome. I was going to say, going to those meetings and doing all of those things was probably building like your discipline for the business acumen too. So like you said, take everything you need to become the person that you want to be. One thing that I thought was really interesting when you were telling your story is the scalper moment. You were like a ticket scalper. Do you have a funny story about you being a ticket scalper or like encountering someone crazy? How was that experience?
Yeah. Okay. So you're probably thinking that I'm like standing outside of the stadium. So this was a total accident, right? We were going we had 4 tickets to a music festival. 2 mm-hmm. people dropped out. We sold them for double. I was like, well, that was easy.
Supply and demand.
And it was on StubHub, totally legal, like totally allowed. Like, okay. So I did that for 3 summers. Just in the summer, I would buy tickets to various concerts and various baseball games. I live in St. Louis. And then I would just resell them on StubHub. So it was really kind of reselling. So I was telling my daughter this the other day when we were going to the Cardinals game. I would just buy all the Cubs Cardinals tickets at the beginning of the season. I would sell all but 3 games, and me and my ex-husband would go to all the games, and we would be paid to go because we sold all of our other tickets. So I don't know how prevalent it is. That was like 2013, 14, I think 2012, right? So it was definitely an accident the first time because we were just wanting to get rid of the tickets because our friends couldn't come. And then we found out about StubHub and I went in a bunch of groups and I was like learning a whole bunch of stuff. But now it's probably different, right? Because of COVID. But that was just another side hustle that I did, and I did it in the summers, and it basically paid for our entertainment.
Yeah. I was going to say, you may think that is like an accident, but what I'm hearing on my side is like, you're kind of ahead of the trend in a lot of the things that you're describing right now, like eBay, ticket scalping, all of that. So that is absolutely amazing. How do you stay ahead in your, like, let's say your Amazon business, because mm-hmm. that's what I understand the most. Mm-hmm. How do you stay ahead of the trends? Do you have like a newsletter? Are you a part of this group? Or how do you stay ahead of the curve?
So I have my own group. It's called E-commerce Women Selling on Etsy, Amazon, Shopify, and Beyond on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, our website, ecommerceempowerment.com. So we have my business partner, Gabrielle, and I have, you know, decades of experience online selling. And so we are always looking for ways to learn, to grow, and to diversify our income streams. So if you are, so once you master one, add another. So it, once you master eBay, add Facebook Marketplace, add Mercari, add Poshmark if you're selling fashion, then go to the larger platforms, add Etsy, add Amazon, add Walmart. So yeah. Walmart is a newer platform. They can now accept third-party sellers. So for me, it's perpetual learning. That's how I stay abreast of all of the different changes, because we know that there will be more platforms, right?
Right.
We know that they, like, Target has third-party sellers, but you have to be like a vendor. So, but one day they might open it up, and who wouldn't want to put their stuff on the Target?
I know, right?
I love to go to Target and spend my whole car payment, whatever. So for me, it's just staying abreast of what is working now as far as e-commerce, online marketing, digital marketing, social media. And I'm always learning about that. That's what I do, right? And then once I learn something, it's very important for me to teach someone else. Because when you learn something, you absorb it maybe once or twice. But once you start teaching others and then exposing yourself to more people in that same niche, no matter what niche it is, then you learn more. So that's where I'm kind of like that perpetual learner, but I'm also like the perpetual sharer.
Yeah. The saying goes, repetition is the mother of learning. So
that's right.
I absolutely believe that. That is absolutely great. So as we are going into the end of this podcast, I want to be considerate of your time. Sure. I'm going to ask you, what do you foresee yourself doing in, let's say, the next year? What is your next goal that you want to hit?
Well, right now, e-commerce empowerment, we hope to help other, you know, more sellers learn how to effectively sell on various platforms. So that's what our business strategy is, to help lots of sellers. I don't have like a certain number, like 10,000 sellers. That'd be great to teach 10,000 sellers how to sell across platforms in 2022. Personally, I have, you know, a couple more. I have a drop shipping business that I'm building. So I would love to see that come to fruition. So those are kind of like my more immediate goals. And then of course, long-term, My husband and I have huge financial goals with regard to having income properties. And I also want to learn more about all of those investment strategies. Everybody's talking about crypto and all those weird things. So those are things like, I can only learn so much in one day. So that's where I am.
I was going to say, crypto is something that I'm interested in. It seems a little too intricate for me right now, because I'm like just learning regular stocks. So, but great. I look forward to seeing. I'm definitely going to be plugged into that group and like seeing everyone's growth and all that. So I will see you over on that page. But again, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.